The federal government is providing $386,000 to the community TV sector for strengthening their streaming platform. CTV Plus is an app where all community TV channels will be able to stream their programming as well as on the smart TVs. It comes at a time where community television is facing different digital and financial challenges, and CTV Plus hopes to be a tool for stations to generate revenue and new target audiences. The Wire's Eduardo Jordan asked General Manager of Channel 31 in Victoria, Shane Dunlop, his initial thoughts about the government's funding.
Well, I mean, their investment is far more reaching than that. It's just that CTV Plus is obviously a key part of our future, and I think the government especially recognises that. Their support over the last several years has been instrumental in, you know, making sure that we're still here to be broadcasting, but also in a position to be developing services like CTV Plus to improve our offering and to re-expand across the whole of Australia. But certainly their support, you know, financially to help with the, you know, development of CTV Plus has been great.
Now, for our listeners who are unfamiliar, what's CTV Plus app and what advantages will it bring to community TV?
Yeah, so we launched CTV Plus about 4 years ago as a joint effort between the remaining community television stations. There were only two left in Melbourne and Adelaide, and so we lost the stations in Sydney, Brisbane and Perth some time ago, and that's due to, you know, effectively a decade of poor public policy at a federal level around spectrum allocation for community television broadcasters. We managed to survive a pretty rough period of time, and in the meantime, launched CTV Plus initially as a website. We then launched in 2022 the mobile device apps on Android and iOS, and only earlier this month officially launched CTV Plus as a service on smart TVs on Google, Apple, and in a few short weeks, Samsung. Effectively, what it is our streaming service that, you know, provides people with an additional way to engage with what we're offering. So right now, you can access both Channel 31 Melbourne, Channel 44 Adelaide's live streams. So you don't have to be within our local area to receive that through your antenna. You can just open the app and you can watch our live broadcasts anywhere in the country. In addition to that, there's roughly 250 community TV programs that are available to watch on demand, and we're adding to that every day. And so what you're basically engaging with is a one-stop shop for community television, and it encapsulates, you know, essentially the entire country's footprint of content creators at a community television level.
Now, how will this support help community TV to become more sustainable?
Well, the support that was announced last December from the federal government effectively relates to a three-year period. So we're in the first year now, and there's two more years of that to come. And that's sort of obviously to support CTV Plus and how that gets rolled out, and perhaps how that's supported to initially be a complementary service alongside our terrestrial broadcasts, but one day may well replace, because obviously audience trends are changing and people are watching less and less free-to-air TV. So CTV Plus is important for us to make sure that we're relevant long-term. But that support from the government was also instrumental in giving us an opportunity to look at how community TV is structured in Australia, how we are best set up to service local communities, and how we can look at effectively reshaping the sector so that we're able to be sustainable well into the future.
What are the other challenges community TV faces as we speak?
Well, some of our challenges are no different to the same challenges that all traditional media face. So across the television and radio media landscape, everybody's having to deal with digital disruption and what that means for audience fragmentation, declining revenue associated to traditional media platforms, all of those existential threats that all traditional media are currently facing. We are certainly facing those same challenges. I suppose in the short term, now that we've launched our streaming service and we're, you know, out there actively promoting it, our short term challenge is getting those who are what are viewers and supporters of community TV to start to embrace the new platform.
As you mentioned, the federal government provided $386,000 for community TV with this announcement. Is this enough?
That's technically just the funding that they've contributed towards the development of CTV Plus up to this point. Now, that is through Community Broadcast Foundation grants. There was a commitment of additional funding as part of MyEFO in December last year that spoke to, you know, supporting the sector to undergo a transformation so that we can be more able to tackle the next 10 years.
General Manager of Channel 31 in Victoria, Shane Dunlop there, speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.